Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. Hey, you're watching the best show ever today.
Hello everyone, I'm Marie. Yes, you are. Are you ready to go? I hope so. Today's topic is sports.
And the title of our lesson is Sports Center. Sports Center. So, what happened yesterday?
Well, yesterday, our friends went to the sports center. Inside the sports center are courts, like basketball courts and tennis courts.
All right, this is a great place, and especially in the winter, you can exercise, no matter what the weather is like. Let's learn more. Here's today's Read It.
Patty is a trainer. She shows Alex some exercises for his arms. First, they do stretches. Reach up, Alex. Ben and Alex are sore. Alex worked with a personal trainer. Ben tried the center's badminton court. Linda didn't go to the center. She was in a meeting with Carol. Maybe she can join Ben and Alex tomorrow. Everyone can work out together.
So we learned about the sports center, and today we are at the gym indoors. This is a good thing to do, especially in the winter.
Well, I am ready to work out.
Not so fast. We have to warm up first.
Warm up? But I thought we were going to exercise today.
Well, that's true. But before you exercise, you need to warm up. It's like doing a little exercise to get your muscles ready.
Oh, I see. And that way you won't get hurt while exercising. Christina, remember that. Let's go to her right now. She will tell us our keywords.
Hello, 今天电视台的同事们一起到运动中心去运动。Alex 去了举重室，他对教练说他想要把自己的手背练壮一点。手背就是 arm. He wants stronger arms. 教练 Patty 说首先要先做伸展操，伸展就是 stretch. Do some stretches first. 把手背往上伸， reach up with your arms. 伸出手背的这个动作就叫做 reach. 所以 reach up 就是往上伸。在健身房里能有专人做你的教练还挺不错的。这种就是 your personal trainer。形容词 personal 表示个人的、私人的。Ben 去了羽球场打羽毛球，羽毛球 badminton。Ben tried the badminton court。大家去了之后都觉得那里挺不错的，他们相约以后要一起去运动。动词片语 work out 就是锻炼、健身的意思。They can all work out together.
Welcome to the gym.
Thank you.
I'm Patty. I'm a trainer.
Can you show me some exercises?
Sure. What kind of exercises?
I'd like to make my arms stronger.
Great. Let's do some stretches first.
Okay.
Reach up with your arms.
Like this?
Yes.You're doing great. Keep stretching.
Yesterday, we learned a lot about the sports center. Sports centers have many things in them. Basketball courts, tennis courts, pools, gyms, and more.
Sometimes in English, we just use the word gym for more than the workout room with exercise machines. But sports centers are better because it includes everything in it.
Alex is in the gym now, and he is talking with Patty. She is a trainer.
I'm a trainer.
No, you are a teacher. A trainer is like a coach. They teach you, train you to do some sort of skill.We use this word for people that teach you how to exercise correctly.
I'm a trainer.
Marie, I told you, you're a teacher.
No, Peter. I'm a trainer is today's...
Calendar phrase!
I'm a trainer.
I'm a trainer.
我是个教练。
What do you do?
I'm a trainer.
Oh, maybe you can help me.
I'm a trainer, but...
Maybe you can help me exercise.
I'm a trainer, but...
Maybe you can help me reach up high.
Maybe not. I'm a dog trainer.
Oh, well, maybe you can help my dog.
Yeah, maybe so.
I'm a trainer.
I'm a trainer.
我是个教练。
Now I understand. Sorry, Marie. Well, let's get back to Patty and Alex. He asks her, can you show me some exercises?
Sure, Patty can help. But there are many kinds of exercise. What kind of exercises does Alex want?
He'd like to make his arms stronger. Arms. That's a key word today. These are my arms. And if you want to know what the word strong is, just look right here.
Peter, I don't see it. I don't understand.
Really? Maybe I didn't do this right. When you want to know what the word strong means, you can look right here.
Wait, are you trying to... You know what? Yes, Peter, you are very strong. But maybe you can do some exercises to make your arms a little stronger.
What do you mean?
Well, let's just go to Christina. Here she is.
Alex 说他希望把手背练得更壮一点。
I'd like to make my arms stronger.
我们来学这个使役动词 make 的句型。Make something 加上形容词。比如 make me sad, 让我难过。Make the room warm, 使房间温暖。或是 make him sick, 让他生病了。我们看到 Alex 说的是 make my arms stronger。让我的手背更强壮，所以后面也可以用比较级的形容词表示使什么更怎么样，比如 make the car faster, 让车子更快， make the space bigger, 使空间更大，或者 make her more beautiful, 使她更美丽。以上就是动词 make 做使役动词的一种用法。
Ow. Oh. Are you okay, Ben?
Yes, but I'm sore.
Me too.
What did you do at the sports center yesterday?
I worked with a personal trainer.
That's great.
What about you? What did you do?
I played basketball.I tried the badminton court, too.
The Super Sports Center is great. There is so much to do.
Our friends went to the gym. They are back from exercising, and they are now at the Jungle Cafe the next day.
Uh-oh.
What's wrong, Peter?
Oh, nothing. I just know how they will feel after exercising for the first time in a long time.
I know what you mean. The first thing Ben says is, ow, his muscles hurt.
Yeah, he is okay, but he is sore. We use this word sore to talk about muscles that hurt. Another body part we use for this is eyes.When you need to rest your eyes, we say that your eyes are sore.
Or when you walk all day, at the end of the day, your feet are sore.
So, what did Alex do at the sports center yesterday?
He worked with a personal trainer yesterday. The personal trainer's name is Patty. This person helps you learn how to exercise, and they encourage you to do more than you could by yourself.
And that's why he is sore. Working with a personal trainer will do that. Here's Christina with more on a useful phrase we just used.
Alex 说, I worked with a personal trainer. 我跟一位私人教练一起锻炼身体。Alex 说, work with a personal trainer. 虽然用了动词 work, 但却不是在讲工作。其实广义的来说，只要是运用体力或者是脑力从事某一件事，都可以用 work 这个字。像 Alex worked with a personal trainer, 这里的 work 指的就是运动锻炼。如果我说I can work with you to prepare for the trip. 表示我可以跟你一起为旅行做准备。另外读书写功课也可以用 work. She is working on her homework. 或者你的英文写作还需要加油。You need to work on your English writing. 从这些句子里都用了 work 来表达从事或者是做某件事，不一定是跟工作相关哦。
So we learned that Alex worked with a personal trainer. I work with Peter on the show.
And I work with Marie on the show. But did Ben work with a personal trainer yesterday?
No, he didn't. He played basketball. He tried the badminton court too. Peter, we talked about basketball yesterday, but we haven't talked about badminton yet.
Well, this uses a thing called a birdie and rackets. You can play on it on courts in a gym.
That's right. Well, maybe you can play badminton one day. All right, friends, right now it's time for us to take a break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Have you ever worked with a personal trainer before?
Actually, I have. One time I learned how to box, and so I had a personal trainer train me how to exercise, eat right, and box. It was the best shape of my life.
Wow, that's great. Maybe I should get a personal trainer too. All right, friends, let's continue with our lesson. Here's conversation C.
Let's go again tomorrow.
Sure.
Sure. Let's invite the others too. We can all work out together.
Did you see Linda at the sports center yesterday?
No, I didn't.
Where was she?
She was meeting with Carol after work.
I think she would like the sports center.
Maybe she can come with us tomorrow.
The guys really like this sports center.
What are you talking about? They are both sore. Don't you remember? Ben said, ow!
I know, but listen to what they say. Ben says, let's go again.
Oh, yeah. And Alex says, sure. I don't believe it.They want to invite the others, too. That way, they can all work out together.
Invite the others. Others here just mean other people. And when you invite someone to something, you are asking them to join you.
And Ben uses the phrase work out. This is a kind of exercise.
Yes, this is when you do exercise to make your body stronger.You will probably do exercises that use the exercise machines.
Often when you go to the gym, we say work out instead of exercise.
So, Linda went to the sports center too, right?
Well, that's not what the guy says. Ben says she was meeting with Carol after work. Hey, this is our grammar point sentence. Here's Rebecca to tell us more about it.
Hello there, friends. It's that time of day when you get to learn a new grammar point, and I know that you are all so excited. If you want to say that someone was doing something after they finished one thing, you can use this grammar point. She was doing something after something. For example, she was playing basketball after school. Or they were singing and dancing after the test. Great job! Now you're ready to go out and use it.
Thank you, Rebecca. Marie, what were you doing yesterday after work?
I was meeting a friend. Peter, what were you doing yesterday after work?
I was cleaning my home yesterday. Friends, what were you doing after work or school?
So Alex thinks that Linda would like the sports center. This word would is very useful in English.
Yes, it is. This means that something has not yet happened. Make sure to practice it at home. But right now we need to review our key words. Say them with us.
Here's our first key word of the day. Arm. Arm. Everyone has two arms.
Stretch. Stretch. I do stretches before I run.
Reach. Reach. I can't reach the book up on that shelf.
Personal. Personal. I have personal feelings about that.
Badminton. Badminton. I play badminton with my brother.
Work out. Work out. She works out at the park. All right, friends, those are the key words. And now let's take a look back at our lesson one more time.
Welcome to the gym.
Thank you.
I'm Patty. I'm a trainer.
Can you show me some exercises?
Sure. What kind of exercises?
I'd like to make my arms stronger.
Great. Let's do some stretches first.
Okay.
Reach up with your arms.
Like this?
Yes. You're doing great. Keep stretching.
Ow. Are you okay, Ben?
Yes, but I'm sore.
Me too.
What did you do at the sports center yesterday?
I worked with a personal trainer.
That's great.
What about you? What did you do?
I played basketball. I tried the badminton court too.
The Super Sports Center is great. There is so much to do.
Let's go again tomorrow.
Sure.
Sure. Let's invite the others too. We can all work out together.
Did you see Linda at the sports center yesterday?
No, I didn't.
Where was she?
She was meeting with Carol after work.
I think she would like the sports center.
Maybe she can come with us tomorrow.
I'm your personal trainer.
No, you're not, Ginger. Don't be silly.
First, let's do some exercises for your arms.
But you're just a...
One, two, one, two. Up, down, up, down.
But Ginger...
Oh, now some stretches. Reach up,
What? Ginger!
Fire! Isn't this fun, Monkey Man?
No, my arms are sore.
Great! Now let's find the center's badminton court.
Badminton? Now? I'm tired.
Stop complaining. Badminton is good for you.
But Ginger...
Go, go, go!
Okay.
I love being your personal trainer.
Really? What do you like about it?
I can tell you what to do.
Ginger.
Now go, go, go. One, two, one, two, one, two, one. Up, down, up, down.
Hi, friends. I'm Jack, and this is Jack's File. I'm getting ready to play hockey. Do you like to play sports? I do. Playing sports is a fun way to exercise and spend time with friends. In the winter, I like to play hockey. Hockey is fun because I can ice skate while I play.
Ice hockey is a game that people usually play in the winter. In an ice hockey game, two teams play against each other. They skate across the ice and use hockey sticks to pass a puck to one another. Each team wants to score points. To do that, they must hit the puck into the other team's goal. Ice hockey is usually played in an ice rink. Sometimes people play ice hockey outside on a frozen pond or a lake. Players skate very fast across the ice. The puck travels fast too. It goes at speeds of over 160 kilometers per hour. So players must be good skaters to play the game. Ice hockey is not an easy sport to play, but it is very exciting.
I really enjoy ice hockey, but sometimes players get hurt. They can fall on the ice or run into another player. That's why I always wear a helmet and pads when I play. These things protect my body. Well, it's almost time for my game. I need to go. I'll see you next time, friends.
Well, I think it's all time for us to go to the gym, work out, maybe get a personal trainer. But we'll see you next time for another great lesson right here on...
Let's talk in English.
Goodbye.